You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can advance the cause of Jesus Christ throughout the world. Today, we're going to talk about a humanities program at Welch College. I have the president of Welch College with us, Dr. Matthew Pinson. We also have the provost of Welch College, Dr. Matthew McAfee, who is with us. And so, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good to be with you. Thank you for having us.
Well, it's exciting to hear you have a new program, a program in the humanities, a graduate program. Share with us a bit about what this program entails, what it kind of covers. I'm sure some of our listeners are wondering, the humanities, how does that apply to life? And yet it really does. So share with them a little bit about the humanities program there at Welch College.
Well, let me just start out by saying that we had a lot of students who were interested in going and getting PhDs in the humanities areas like history and philosophy and English, you know, literature, political philosophy and things of that nature. And they, you know, most of these programs are at more secular progressive universities, and they felt like they needed a little bit more training in the Christian worldview and prep for embarking on a very rigorous PhD program at a large research university. And of course, we at Welch are taking a strong Judeo-Christian biblical worldview focus, and we're emphasizing the Western tradition and classical learning. And we thought this would be a great opportunity to put something together that would either allow a student to have a teaching credential for a community college or to go on for a PhD program in one of the humanities fields. This is a more of an interdisciplinary program. That means that it has courses from different areas of study. And but this allows them to get out in the world and to be able to bear witness to Christ and to their Christian faith and to their Christian worldview in an arena that is really strongly influenced by secularism and by sort of progressive postmodern ideology. So that's kind of what motivated us to start the program.
And so our listeners thinking, how could you have kind of a liberal philosophy would be in English or literature? Oh, but you do. It really dominates those particular fields, if you will. And so what you're saying is, this is a way to have a Judeo-Christian background. There's a lot in the Judeo-Christian background in this area that one could study and could go on and teach or go further. As you mentioned earlier, going into a secular worldview or secular place where they would have a Christian worldview as a background. Dr. McAfee, what does the program entail? How long might it take? And what kind of classes might a student take that was in this particular program?
Sure. We have, it's a 33-hour major or a 33-hour master's degree. So we have a variety of courses in areas like English, history, philosophy, theology. There's a bit of flexibility in the kinds of courses the students take. There are 6 hours worth of kind of electives that students can choose a course in an area that they're interested in. So if somebody's wanting to focus more on English, there are ways that they can do a couple of English courses that are focused on that area, or history, or philosophy. So we're trying to make it a flexible degree that allows a student to kind of, you know, explore their interests. Obviously, it is it's a program that, you know, is rigorous. It's built upon some of the other programs that we have here. So there's a lot of interdisciplinary discussion. They'll be taking classes with theology students, education students. So even the experience in the classroom is truly an interdisciplinary kind of project for them. There's a thesis component, which is 3 hours of the program that they'll write a thesis, which again, you know, if they did two courses in an area that they were interested in, they could do another 3 hours worth of work on a particular question they have related to those other two that they did. So you could come out of the program with six, nine hours worth of work that's really geared to one particular area. If you do the program full time, you could probably finish in 18 months, a year and a half, 2 year type of program. Part-time would take a little bit longer. It's a hybrid type of program. So some courses are available through a Zoom kind of meeting, or others are in the traditional classroom. So about half and half of your courses are offered either hybrid or in traditional format. So it's a very flexible program, but it's geared for a person who has diverse interests, and yet they're really focused on preparing themselves to do something in the broader humanities.
It sounds like also, like Dr. Pinson said, you could adapt it to your particular interest. I hear you saying that as well with some of the
yes.
and so forth.
Yes.
A lot of our listeners are well acquainted with many of the Welch professors. They've seen them do workshops at the National and seen them in various settings. Who are some of the professors they would especially get contact with if they were to go into this particular program?
Well, we have Matt Bracey, Mr. Bracey, who is the program coordinator of this program. So his background is in law and philosophy and ethics. So he teaches a few of the courses in the program as well. I teach a course in the program on hermeneutics. We have some other education program or education courses that folks from that area teach. We also have a guest professor that we're really excited about having as a part of this, who's teaching a couple of our great books courses. Who's a professor of classics up at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary currently, and he has his PhD in classics from Harvard. So we're really excited to have him come on board and really help us bring that classics perspective to the program. So those are some of the professors that students would have, and of course there are other options for professors depending on what area that the student wants to explore. Some of the humanities professors here would be involved in those courses too.
It's great.
You know, Dr. Moody, one of the things that I think is impressive about this program is that, and I think your listeners, they watch television and they can see that a lot of the progressive and more secularist ideologies that are being taught in university settings and in college settings, or, you see them played out on the evening news and on the talk shows. And it's not just strictly political or economic or foreign policy questions. It's cultural questions and it's sociological questions that are rooted in worldviews and in what we believe about the most enduring questions of life. And so what we're trying to do is to say, okay, here's another perspective on these questions about critical theory and about postmodernity and about all these things that we hear about and we read about. And this is where it's starting, is at the college and university level. And so we want to provide people with another perspective that is rooted in the Christian worldview and in the Christian tradition, that roots them in something that's enduring and conservative and that is in harmony with their biblical worldview. So that when they go into that setting and engage in a PhD in a secular university setting, they can be ready to encounter what they're learning and yet also be salt and light in that university setting.
That's good. So let's say I'm a listener and I'm convinced, I'm ready, I want to get on board. What can I do to learn more and how would I apply to the program?
Well, our program coordinator, Matt Bracey, that would be the first person to contact. Reach out to him, mbracey@welch.edu. He would be your first point person. Reach out to him by email, and we can send more information, a catalog and course lists and things that people could look at and get a little more detail on the course descriptions. And we could also, he would also direct them to a link for them to fill out an application. So that would be, Mr. Bracey would be your first point of contact.
And it sounds like classes are really already underway. It sounds like the program's already been approved by Sachs COC?
Yes. Yes, we have.
That's right.
We had one course that went over the summer that was a great books class that was offered, and then we have other courses that are starting this fall.
Well, very exciting. Well, I'm hoping many of our listeners will investigate this program further, think about how it could be valuable. It can be valuable if you want to teach. It can be valuable if you want to go into more higher education, or even a little bit there toward the end, Dr. Pinson mentioned, to help shape worldview, helps mm-hmm. us to think about things. And many of us are in settings where we could help shape worldview. So it'd be a good information to have under one's belt, so to speak.
Yeah, and I would add too that, you know, what Dr. Pinson has already mentioned, a lot of people will go into these areas, you know, into a secular environment, unaware of how progressive and challenging these humanities fields are. And I think with a bit of naivety in what they're dealing with, and it's very easy to kind of slip into a more progressive stance if you're not prepared for what you're encountering. And so I think a program like this is designed to help people, not just for them personally, but the kind of influence they'll have wherever they're teaching or wherever they're involved in their vocation, to be aware of the issues and to be able to engage them critically from a Christian worldview standpoint. So I think it's a very, very important kind of program that we need to give consideration to.
So instead of them being influenced by that environment, perhaps they could go in, have a little influence themselves and not be so susceptible to it, I think.
Absolutely.
What you're saying. So that's good and wise. And yes, I'm with you. I think a lot of folks really don't know what that's like. And so it's a good way to prepare people for that, because you often think about these particular fields as non-partisan, if you will. And they're often anything but, you know, in that way. Well, thank you for working on this program, developing it, getting it accredited, regional accreditation, and making it available to our people and having a situation where they can take advantage of it. And thank you for joining us today and doing this podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Moody.
We want to thank you, our listeners. We want to encourage you, if you know someone that might be interested in this podcast, please take it. Please share it with them. Like it on social media. Go and give it a review wherever you listen to your podcast at. And remember, whatever we do when we work together, it truly is better together.